الرحمن الرحيم ويهو الشيخ هذا الشحكيم ودخل نور الله مركضه في فيض طرم فداني محبت The title is نئے جام مینہ عطا ہو رہے ہیں نئے جام مینہ عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینہ عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد. Friends, not just as you know custom, but really from the depths of my heart, it's not for a sinner like me to sit here in front and try and translate these oceans of knowledge of a great and ardent love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora Shah Hazrat Malana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status and grant him high stages in Jannah, that he taught us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which up till today I haven't understood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to us all. Hazrat Wallah rahmatullah alayhi has entitled this poem, Naye Jaam Meena Ata Ho Rahe Hain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it when a person puts his foot in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens upon him different wisdoms and different ways of reaching such stages that he never ever dreamt of before. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That person will have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up doors for him and avenues for him from such places which he never ever dreamt of, which he never ever fathomed, which he never ever thought of. And وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, a person who will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his support, then who can be a better support than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Hazrat Wallah rahmatullah alayhi saying, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. This is the object and the sum total of life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding, first of all, thereafter everybody else, that that person who is sacrificing himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment, ہر دم خدا پر فدا, he is sacrificing everything, every pleasure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when he puts his foot in this way of the love of attaining and achieving the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything that is temporary and everything that will take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person, you see, is separating himself from such activities, sports and business and politics and whatever the case may be, things which are, so to say, waste of time, things that is, so to say, that will take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything that will make a person forget his object of life, he's separating himself from it. Why? Now he wants to link himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's understood the object of life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that we haven't created you in tomfoolery. Remember that you are going to return to us. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجِعُونَ. Do you think that you're not going to return to us? When a mayyat goes, we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong, into Allah we're going to return. So this person returns, he understands his object of life, that my return is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has illustrated to us throughout his entire life, and in the Mubarak ahadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how a person will have to answer the questions of the qabr, how a person will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how a person will not be able to move until he doesn't answer 5 questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this realization. So that person who's all the time sacrificing himself for the sake and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is now separating himself from all these futile activities. وہ خمرِ کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. خمرِ کوہن, as with told even day before yesterday in the majlis, and many a time, hundreds of times here, that liquor as it matures and the older it becomes, they say, the people of this field, they say that it becomes more tasty and it becomes more valuable. So like that, the person's habit, that the habits were very, very old. They were instilled and ingrained in me that I used to do this and I used to do that. But when I sacrifice myself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to nahi ja mu'mina ata rahe, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up to me different wisdoms and different levels, and now I'm realizing that my life of the past, how did I spend it? How did it just go in tomfoolery? How that, as Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum always tells us, that umar pachpan ki ho gayi, bachpan nahi gaya, that a person is now 55 years old, but it's childhood, and it's tomfoolery, and it's playfulness, and his unmindfulness, and his neglect, and this forgetting his purpose of life, that hasn't left a person. As Allah teaches us, that that person was 80 years old in the bus, and the conductor came to him, Babaji, ticket lelo, buy a ticket, purchase a ticket for the journey. But he was gaping at a young girl, even at that age. So to say, even the eyebrows were right over his eyes, but everybody had to laugh at him, that how he was gaping. So this was the old habit, is very, very old. But when a person sacrifices it and makes some effort to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up different levels and different wisdoms upon it. Now so to say, the eyes of the heart open. Now he realizes the object of life. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe. Sometimes we have to sacrifice the pleasures of the heart. And sometimes, so to say, even our whole life, that here is an opportunity where I can derive illicit pleasure, where I can derive haram pleasure in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many kitabs have been written? Gunai be ladlat. That sin has got no, pleasure in it. End of the day, there's only regret and only remorse. A person feels that I'm going to make an approach here, I'm going to speak to that woman there, and when his wife comes to find out, when his children come to find out, when people in the community come to find out, then there's only disgrace and there's only humiliation. And now a person feels that, I had everything going for me. I had a good job, now I've been dismissed. There was a disciplinary hearing. I have been dismissed. I lost my job. I lost my way of income. I lost my family. I lost my children. I lost everything. For what? What did I get? I got nothing out of it. So sin is that thing which has got absolutely no pleasure and which brings only remorse and regret in the end. So sometimes when a person realizes this, then he sacrifices all the pleasures of his heart. He, so to say, sacrifices himself at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rahe ishme, now on this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ba wafa ho rahe. He's proving his loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, this is what you have created me for. At this juncture, this is what I must do. This is what I mustn't do. This is haram. This is makruh. This is sunnah. This is mustahab. These are the things I have to practice upon. As our Hazrat Allah teaches us, that the rakats of salah, asar, 8 rakats, how many of us are really reading it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq of first understanding and practicing upon it. Thereafter, everybody else. So, rahe ishq mein, in this way of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now a person is proving his loyalty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khushi apni unki, khushi par lutakar. That my pleasures, the pleasure that I have, the pleasure that I so much desire, which is going to really make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy, I will sacrifice all that. My pleasures, I will sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me at every step and every turn, that is what I will try to fulfill, and that is what I will try to do. What my pleasures mean, there is absolutely nothing. I will sacrifice it for the law of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ham ab ahle sidq safa ho rahe. And in so doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now include us amongst the people who are really the sadiqeen fit taqwa. The people who are linked towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who have realized the object and purpose of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include us amongst them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from amongst them. Kabhi pi rahe hai, lahu arzu ka mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. Sometimes it happens that a person feels that at this point I can do this, I can do that, I can derive this pleasure, I can commit this guna, I can, and nobody knows, I'm alone, I'm in solitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding, as Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, may jahabi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu, that wherever I may be, whether I may be on the surface, traveling. Maybe I may be in the aeroplane, in the air. Maybe I may be on the waters. I may be on the ship traveling somewhere. Wherever I may be, taqwa mera salamat rahe. Allah, make it that this link and this bond that you have given me for you, that I am always conscious, this must always remain intact. This chain and this link should never ever break. So I will always sacrifice my pleasures. I will so to say slaughter myself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mitakar khudi, this self-ego and this esteem and this pride and this arrogance and this love for position, I will sacrifice it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I will be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are taught in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person will sacrifice himself, a person will humble himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his status. And then he himself will feel that he is nothing. But everybody around him will feel that this is an Allah wala. This is a person that when people will see him, they will think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make so many other people benefit. So many other people will get linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person will sacrifice himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him ba-khuda. He will be linked towards Allah. He will be linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tujhe ho mubarak ke ashke nadamat, naye baab ulfat ki wah ho rahe hai. That's very, very mubarak to you. Congratulations upon these tears of regret and these tears of remorse. Two drops that are very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is that drop which is shed in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person constantly thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging of pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking of his previous life and of his sins and of his errors, as Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said, that don't ever laugh and look down upon the sinner. Because on his crying, even the heavens open up. Even the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes pouring down. So naye baab ulfat ke wah ho rahe. When a person feels this regret and this remorse, and the tear is shed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the thought of qadr and of akhirat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up upon him different levels of closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yashan karam hai ke nala yaqpar karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hai. This is the shan, this is the condition of the compassion and the kindness and generosity and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nalaiq, a person who is unworthy, a person who doesn't deserve anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still showering his favors upon that person. In every split second, forget a moment, every split second a person is enjoying billions and trillions and quadrillions of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many thousands and billions of ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there are, which are hidden, which a person doesn't even realize. That is why every morning and every evening, as we are taught here, to recite that ma asbahna min ni'matin, that I haven't come to the morning, I haven't woken up, except that every bounty is from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the evening, I'm saying that it is only from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't deserve anything. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take me to task, Allah forbid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all maaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and enshroud us in His mercy and His forgiveness. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take a person to task, if the file is opened up, then what will become of us? That is why we always make this dua, Allahumma hasibna hisaba yaseera. That, oh Allah, render a very easy account for us. Oh Allah, let there be no account. Let it be as Allah tells us here. If Allah can just hide us behind the kurta of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind the kurta of some pious person, and just include us in that group on the day of Qiyamah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to open up and just ask us about one aspect, then we are doomed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Mahabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, is sultan hokar goda ho rahe hai. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi using his own name, but a lesson to everybody, that all people open up your eyes and see that when a person will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be the fruit of that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That just putting your When a person will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nobody will need a bayan. That person won't need a bayan to teach him that what is fard and what is sunnah and what is mustahab and what he must do and what he mustn't do. What will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we are taught, kaam kaam ko sikhata hai. When a person puts his foot into any field, then that field, he learns the etiquette of that field automatically. Person is becoming an engineer, person becoming an electrician, person becoming an alim, in whichever field he is. If his mind is set to it, now automatically he will learn all the etiquettes of that field. He will learn to become the best in that field. Like that, muhabbat, when a person's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically he will realize what will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that we can see that when a person becomes a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ki sultan ho kar gada ho rahe. He may be a person of position, he may be a person of rank, he may be a king, he may be a ruler, everybody else may be his subject, but his humility, that he has realized that I am nothing. I'm going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ki sultan hokar, even being a ruler. Look at Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. How many incidents we read in the lives of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And then we will realize that what a person, what the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does to a person, that as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that if my father was alive today, I would have told him that my father used to say, Umar, what will you do in life? That you cannot even tend to the sheep, then I would have showed him that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken me to such a rank that I am ruling over more than 2/3 of the then known world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, in confinement, and in company, and in public.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. In the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, chapter number 21, disassociation of the heart from the world and constant reflection on akhirat. So there was certain ahadith here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this dunya and the rank it has got in the sight of Allah ta'ala. Hazrat Ali ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the world had the value of even the wing of a mosquito by Allah ta'ala, he would not have given any kafir even a drink of water, a sip of water. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves his world will harm his akhirat. And whoever loves his akhirat will harm his world. Therefore give preference to the abode which will be everlasting. It is the akhirat. Zakar ibn Malik radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two hungry wolves let loose in a flock of sheep do not cause so much damage to the flock as does the love of wealth and vanity causes to one's deen. Love of wealth and vanity, or the desire for greatness and glory, are spiritually destructive forces. They bring total ruin to one's deen. Love of wealth drives one to indulge in all sorts of unlawful activities, which utterly ruins one's deeny life. The desire for name, fame and glory brings in its wake much corruption, hatred, revenge, and other bestial qualities, which also wreck one spiritually, and harm one's worldly life considerably. The desire for rank and position is evil. However, if high rank comes to one without hankering after it, it will be a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala will say to a man on the day of Qiyamah, what? Did I not bestow leadership on you? In the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says, and he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, was given by Allah dignity. And he, Isa alayhi salam, was given dignity on the earth and in the year after. From these narrations, it is clear that rank, dignity and honor, if coming from Allah ta'ala, are favors which have to be appreciated. Nabi Dawud and Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam were even granted vast kingdoms. This was a great bounty from Allah ta'ala. Although it is improper to desire for rank and position for worldly and nafsani motives, there is nothing wrong if such desire is motivated purely for deeny purposes, to render service to the deen, as was the case with Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, who expressed the wish to be put in charge of the treasury of the land. However, it is not for everyone to express the wish for high posts and ranks. In spite of such wishes being permissible, if based on sincere motives, there is always the danger of spiritual corruption overtaking one. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever had control over 10 persons on earth will be ushered into the divine court in such a way that if he had committed any injustice upon his subjects, his injustice will destroy him. The grave danger attendant to leadership should thus be realized from this hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam slept on a mat. The imprint of the mat had formed on the Mubarak body of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, grant us permission to prepare a comfortable bed for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what relationship have I with the world? My example with the world is like a traveler with the tree under which he halts after a tiresome journey. He halts a while under the shade of the tree and then leaves it again to continue his journey. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the world is the abode of a person who has got no home. It is the wealth of a person who has no wealth. He who has no intelligence accumulates the wealth of this world. That is more than what is necessary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.